All right, in this episode, we are just doing a draft of March Madness moments. We had to pick, by the end of the draft, we had to have two good moments, quote unquote, and then two, quote unquote, bad moments. Disclaimer, we recorded this last week, so it was before the Gonzaga UCLA game, which I'm sure would have been drafted if we did this afterwards. But yeah, this is in honor of March Madness ending. We want to do a draft of it. This was originally recorded to be part of the Cube episode, but that discussion was long enough. I didn't want to do a 2-hour episode, so decided to do this as its own thing. So yeah, enjoy. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. If you're a Badger fan, there might be a little, trigger moments warning here. But yeah, enjoy. Yeah, we can. It is March, the middle of March, which means it's madness time. If we want to move on to our draft of March Madness games, moments, whatever you want to call it, but we got to pick two ones that we consider good or happy moments, and two that are maybe a little more heartbreaking or sad
There's so
moments.
many more good moments than bad
Oh
moments.
yeah, my list for good moments is a lot longer. So let's
Oh, really? Oh.
I mean, the Badgers have never won a championship, so I get
No,
it.
goal. Thank you.
Well, Bo has the number one pick.
Yep, this one's super easy.
Well,
This
hold
is
on. Let me just figure out who's got the number two, and then we'll let you have your stage and your moment. Oh, Quinn's gonna have it. Fuck, I'm gonna be third. Great. Okay, all right, Bo, you have number one
Are we
overall.
starting with good or bad?
Whatever you want to do. Just by the end, you gotta have two of each.
Well, I'm
So,
gonna go with good because I'm just gonna try and keep it positive. Obviously, mine are Wisconsin. Well, actually, some of my good ones are not Wisconsin
I
centered.
tried to keep mine like some Wisconsin, obviously, but
Actually, my
some
first
not
one
too.
38-1 versus Kentucky Final
Yeah,
Four.
yeah. I mean,
That
that's the number one overall, right? Like
Yeah.
when we beat. That moment, like when we beat Kentucky, the undefeated Kentucky team, like I ran in the streets. I like took my shirt off. I was twirling around. Like I was running in the streets, went downtown, got hammered. Like, yeah. I mean, that's.
That was the best too because it just it I did they play him early? No, they played Duke early in the season, which
Yeah.
not to spoil picks later, but and just the fact that they like I don't know everybody knew that that was the matchup. If you I just remember being so excited because I've always wanted a Wisconsin championship in my lifetime that's like justified and earned. And they were so good. And I just remember going
Like
to the tournament. Everybody,
women's hockey won the national championship like last
basketball or
week.
football. I'll take even women's volleyball. I'm a huge fan of women's volleyball.
Men's
And
hockey won the championship
that's
in
not a
like
weird thing.
06.
I
A sport
love
that I follow, Bo, just say that.
Yeah,
volleyball. I love volleyball. And Wisconsin doesn't have a men's team, so I have to cheer for their women's team.
that's
But
not the way to phrase that.
you're right.
Probably not the
I will
best.
say here, no, this is a true fact, a true statement.
That I
Women's
made
volleyball, is probably the one sport where I for sure will say women's might be definitely more exciting to watch than men's because it's way more rallying. Men's is so ridiculously oversized and athletic. It's like it's basically if you don't get a good serve, it's going to be bump, set, spike, like straight down into the dirt. The women's actually have like way more tedious skill to their
No, I
whatever
totally
that.
buy that.
Fair.
Anyways, to go back to 38-1, if you when they talked about Kentucky, the one thing that they built up was like they don't want to see Wisconsin in the Final
Yeah.
Four. I remember being a thing
You're
that came
100%
out when
right.
the Kentucky and Wisconsin were on the same side of the bracket.
I
Everybody's like,
hated that, by the way. I hated that we were on the same side of the bracket.
I know.
I think
That's
that should have
why
been the
I'm
championship matchup.
it should have been in the NCAA. I can't believe they wanted Kentucky Duke, I'm
Yeah,
sure.
they
That's what they
did,
hoped.
but I think the actual actual power ranking, like we should have been on opposite sides of that
Yeah,
bracket.
by far. And so to
What seed
actually,
were we
and
that year?
what
We
was
were a
that?
one.
What year one?
I don't
Year
know.
one.
I don't know
Pick.
what our overall
I don't
was.
know. We might have been. Yeah,
Two or
we could.
three.
I can't remember what the bracket. I can keep going. I'll look it up.
No, I just, that's it. And obviously it's a redemption from the previous year, which is, but that was like the most elated I've ever been.
That was the happiest I've been like watching Wisconsin college sports.
Yeah.
Like that was the happiest I ever was.
Wisconsin sports in general.
Super Bowl, Packers Super Bowl. I would maybe put ahead of it. Like that's an NFL.
This Super Bowl by far better for me.
The only one that even came close is the singular moment was the Wisconsin versus Michigan State Big Ten Championship game in football where
Russ against Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and he was rolling out and he threw that chuck it ball to Aberdaris down the field on like, I don't know if that was fourth down or just third and long. Aberdaris came down, they ended up winning, and that was like the revenge game for that goal line Hail Mary bullshit.
Yeah, in the regular season.
That was the other time, and this was better because it was to go to the championship, but like that's the only time I can think of during a specific Wisconsin game where I was going to lose my mind watching it.
Like Quinn, to your point, like you're not as into the NFL, so like I totally get it. The Super Bowl is still number one for me, but this is number two. Like this, you know, the Brewers like haven't quite made it, but they've had some good moments. The Bucks, if they ever made it, like maybe that would top it. But like it's March Madness. Like this is the hardest championship to like win in sports. That's some would say.
That's what I was gonna say. I think it's the hardest.
Yeah, so
you have to. You cannot lose for like,
right,
six games, seven games.
Even in football, and well, even in like football, like I know you still can't lose in football, college football, whatever. That's they need to figure out the playoff situation before they're even in the conversation about hardest to win. But like for basketball, for the NFL, rather, like the fact that the offense and defense get to like get off the field and reschedule or like rearrange their mindset for something is so different than basketball. Like if you are, think about Virginia, I'm not going to go to picks, but just think about Kentucky in that game. They're supposed to be the second team ever basically in modern basketball, college basketball, to go undefeated throughout their entire season. And they're getting put on their heels for the first time and how long, and then they have to adjust like that. It's the same players on the same court. You're not putting on your 10th best guy so that, you know, Aaron Harrison can come back off the floor and like rethink what he's going to do for 15 minutes before he goes back on the court. That's why I think March Madness is so much more that, and the crowd is so much more intimate. Like college basketball crowds, not this year applies to this, but like I think you're an underdog or whatever. That's where I can see upsets happen. Like I could not imagine the crowds for Oral Roberts versus Ohio State if they were there this year, or Oral Roberts versus Florida. It would have been such in favor of Oral Roberts that the absolute like pressure that would have been put on you is it like being like the favorite is just so beyond anything else that I can picture in any other sport that this is just a elongated way to say, Matt, that I agree with you that March Madness is by far the hardest championship to win.
I agree. I think that was a clear number wide, and that's why I was like, I'm picking third. All right, I'm not getting that one. So
I either wanted first or third. It was like, I'll take whatever one.
Quinn.
I mean, I got to go heartbreak. And I got to pick Steph Curry's coming of age obliteration of Wisconsin.
That whole tournament he was in, Georgetown?
Yeah.
2008. Georgetown, and then Wisconsin.
And then who'd they lose to? Because they lost the next round.
Right? Florida. Right? Yeah, I was going to say, I think Florida, they lost to Florida. That was
Kansas. They lost to Kansas.
Oh,
okay. Because
Kansas won it all.
Yeah, I'd say it was at the year Kansas won it all.
That was Mark Chalmers.
Yeah, yeah.
Three to go OT.
which like don't yeah possible future pick.
I did actually write that down, so I shouldn't have said it. Sorry.
Because I remember when they beat Georgetown, right? They were the Georgetown was the 2 seed because we were a 3 seed, I think. I remember being happy. I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Like this low seed just Georgetown. Yeah. Like I'm like, we don't have to play Georgetown. Like we play this Davidson team. Like I hadn't heard of Steph Curry. Like let's go.
No one had heard of Steph Curry.
Yeah. Like I was like, let's go. All right. And then like that just feeds into the heartbreak of losing to the team that you just assume you're gonna win.
Holy shit! Who shoots threes like this?
Yeah.
Everything went in. It's like no one does this.
Yeah, that one. I remember watching that like at my dad's place, and just it, like I said, it just hurts so much more when you walk go into that game assuming you're gonna win because it's like yeah, what seed was Davidson? That was
like an assumption, like we're going to the Final Four, baby.
Davidson. Here we go. They must have been a 7 or a 10 seed.
10 seed.
Because they're on the bottom. Yeah, like. We're a 3 seed, like we're assuming we're gonna beat that team. So yeah, that's I mean, in retrospect, not as bad. Like, oh, it's Steph Curry, like one of the greatest to ever do it.
Later, Steph Curry's Hall of Fame changed the game.
Yeah, like he's gonna break every record, like shooting.
One of the best, like, of the best, most influential NBA players of all time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, retrospect. But yeah, at the time, like,
yeah, shit. Retrospect, it's almost kind of cool to be like, yeah, we lost to Steph Curry. Like, we saw the coming. Steph Curry famous. But, yeah, exactly. Like, we put him on the map, you know. But in the moment, it definitely, that sucked a lot. A lot.
Okay.
What?
I said it was brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one is brutal. I think the clear number one heartbreak, though, is, like, what came after beating Kentucky, though, right? Like, my pick is losing to Duke. Like, if it's on the board, I have to take it. I put
the tipped ball because that was the
like worst. A specific the moment that
it was 100% off of what's his face's fingers, and they even went to replay and they still didn't call it.
Was
back.
That the ginger? Oh, what's his name?
No, it was
it Grayson?
Justice Winslow.
Oh, Winslow.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Can we talk about Grayson Allen?
Let me save my air my quick grievance here.
Okay.
You're fine. I don't care. I was when we were up with their two best players on the bench in foul trouble with what Winslow and the tall guy, who's their best player? Why am I blanking? Okafor. When Okafor and like Winslow were on the bench with us, we have the lead in the second half in foul trouble. I'm like, that's when I went, we have a chance to win it. Like we could be national champions here. And then in comes fucking Grayson Allen. And now like go on the rant about Grayson Allen. Like, I just can't.
Here we go. This is what, 7 years in the making.
I have nightmares about this fucking game. Haley, when we were coming up with names for Miles, like we had the name figured out. Definitely Haley,
fucking Grayson.
Haley looks at me and she goes, "What do you think of the name Grayson?" And I just stopped what I was doing. I looked at her and I went, "Grayson fucking Allen?" She goes, "Oh yeah, no, never mind.
You plopped down the divorce papers right there.
Yeah. I was like. Right. I'm like, well, this has been a good run. We've been together for like 11 years. This has been a good run. You're pregnant. I'll be there for the baby. But like, I mean, you just said Grayson. Like that's it. A little twerp. Like, I just can't believe. Yeah. Oh. And then what makes it either worse or better is how shitty of a person he's kind of turned out to be. Like, I shouldn't cut too deep into it, but like, he's been in trouble how many times for like tripping people and just like not being a great little player on the court.
Little pot called the kettle black. We did have Brad Davidson on the team
and I didn't like Brad Davidson.
I don't either.
Other than he wears a Badger jersey, so I have to root for him. I didn't like Brad Davidson.
29 on North Carolina was like the two highlights.
Yeah.
They've been pretty bad.
So I have nightmares about losing this game to Duke just because I legit thought we had it won with like 8 minutes left or whatever.
That's a day. So when they beat Kentucky, and then April 6th, I think it was the national championship. I think fourth is against Kentucky.
It was 2 days later, whatever. Which is its own argument. Should the championship be that quick? But
every round is just two games.
The championship should be on a set. I'm done with the college football, the Super Bowl, and March Madness championship, Final Four championship. Should figure it out. It should all be on a Saturday. I'm so done with Monday championships and Sunday Super Bowl. Like, I'm just done with it. I hate it. It's the dumbest thing. It's beyond it. Anyways, so they won on Saturday against Kentucky.
Yes.
And I told Maria, I was with Maria, we were going to pick up Ibiza because it was the first day we could pick her up. The Badgers National Championship Day. And I was like, we're waking up because we picked her up from Western Ohio. And I was like, we're waking up at like 3 a.m. and we're driving. And so I woke up, we picked her up from Ohio at 3 a.m., drove back, made it in time with like a half an hour to spare before the Wisconsin game. And so at least I had a cheery little puppy running around the whole time. But
I was throwing stuff. Like,
Bunty and I we met up with Bunty down on State Street. He got us into Mad Hatters. He knew the owner and he got us in there. So we got to drink for free and we got like a VIP room and stuff.
That was
pretty awesome. It would have been better if we would have won.
I was just so, I didn't want to go downtown after, like I didn't want to get angry drunk. So.
It was not pleasant. We got out of there quick.
What makes it worse too is that it's Duke. Right, that
makes it worse with like a team that actually is likable,
right? Really? Like, well, because Duke had beaten Michigan State, right? And Michigan State was a 7 seed that year. They made like their usual Cinderella run to the Final Four. It was 3 1-seeds and a 7 seed. They had Michigan State beat by halftime. They were resting their starters. As soon as I saw that, I went, "This is not great. I don't love this." But would you have been felt better if we would have played Michigan State and lost to like a conference rival? I borderline would have because we haven't had a Big Ten winner since Michigan State in 2000. But it just
keep it in the conference.
The fact that it's Duke just made it so much worse because it's just like, I know, like, the whole stereotype, like, the Leitner, everyone hates Duke, whatever. I just hate Duke. Coach K, that slicked hair, stop dyeing your hair. Like, it just made it so much worse.
My biggest problem with Duke, other than the fact that, like, they just have the most dislikable white people ever.
Yeah.
But the fact that 99% of Duke fans are just like 99% of Notre Dame fans. They have no fucking affiliation with them. They're just like, oh, I like Duke basketball.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking dork and I have no actual ability to have any semblance of opinion that I can form myself. Or I was born and raised an Irish Catholic, so I like Notre Dame football, even though I went to University of whatever the fuck.
Not Notre Dame.
Why do you like these dorky ass teams with dorky ass coaches, dorky ass traditions? They're all unlikable. Like, there's nothing I like about it other than you're just pandering to the people that are like, that were just good in the 80s. That's what you like. The people that were good in the 80s and the 90s. And I guess Duke is still good at basketball, but like Notre Dame football, come on. They make the playoff and they get slaughtered.
Yeah, they're not too relevant anymore. I mean, no one is other than Ohio State, Alabama, and like maybe Clemson and maybe another SEC team every once in a while. But Duke makes it worse. I like how Duke is considered a blue blood, but they haven't been good. Like, I know they've been good since then, but like 86 is like their first Final Four and they're considered a blue blood. Like, shouldn't blue bloods go back a little further than 86? That's like a different argument I think people could have, but yeah, I mean, that was my clear like worst moment. Like, I get the Steph Curry thing, like that's definitely on my list, but I think
more, it's more Steph Curry just because I was really into.
Yeah. Fan of just, this is the most heartbroken.
The Wisconsin one sucked, but I wasn't as big. I was more of a ride the bandwagoner at that moment.
Okay, that's fair. My next pick, I think I'm going to go another bad one. And I'm only taking this because I actually think you guys might take this as a good moment, but I want to take this as a bad moment, and I'll tell you why. And it's the Golden Retrievers beating Virginia.
Oh. Is this the 16-1 seed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking it
I thought that was a good moment.
I'm taking it as a bad moment, and I think I might have said this.
I did have it written as a good moment.
Because you wanted the mysticism of the 16-1 to forever remain.
Yes, well, two reasons. One, I actually didn't watch it live. We were in Mexico.
I watched it live, and that was why that makes a big difference.
I'm sure it does. We were in Mexico, so I didn't watch it live. I have watched it from start to finish since then, but obviously, like, I knew what the outcome would be. Two, it's not a close game. Like, they just beat the doors off of Virginia. Like, it's just not a good game. But yeah, the biggest thing for me is I actually miss, and I know we're only like two tournaments removed from it because we didn't have a tournament last year. I actually miss the like mysticism of a 16 that's never beaten a one. Like no one talks about that anymore. Like obviously because it's happened, but no one talks about like the possibility of it happening anymore because like it has happened. And I almost miss that, like the idea that it could happen, but it hasn't. Like I kind of miss that.
It was surreal watching it, and I think that's why I like had it written as a good moment, is because you're watching it and you're like, all right, they're gonna come back every single time. Even when they win the upper seeds, like a 15, 14, 13 seed, even when they're up by 10, the game is never won by 10, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like, you're watching it, and then they just are. I don't remember their names at all, like they never turned out to be NBA players that I'm aware of, but like, they're just making threes, stealing the ball. Like they were nuts all over the court. And I remember I was in my parents' basement playing pool with my buddy, and we're just watching it like, holy shit. Like they won't stop. And Virginia wasn't just like a one seed. They were the number one team in the nation that year. Like they were the best team. I don't know what their record was, but they only had a few losses. I'm pretty sure, whether it was like, whatever, yeah, 24, 25 and 3 or whatever it was.
I think I picked them to win, like the tournament. Really, like they were like the easy, like they were the Gonzaga pick of this year, you know, to win.
But it is, and it does kind of devalue it, because one of the things that I totally didn't realize until they'd been talking about it is that Oral Roberts is only the second 15 seed to make it to the Sweet 16 ever in the history of the tournament. And I'm like, I could have sworn there's at least 6 or 7. And like, you know, like once it happens once, you just kind of lose track. Yeah. Like, oh, 15 seeds win occasionally. It's not going to happen every year, but it happens every other year or something. And
yeah, so like, I know it's like not a traditional pick, but like, I almost wish it wouldn't have happened. Like when I think about it, I do kind of wish it wouldn't have happened.
These are mystique. It's like the Eagles winning Super Bowl. It's funnier to just make fun of them than never winning a Super Bowl.
And the Cubs, like the Cubs winning, like, Cubs winning the World Series. I wish they just wouldn't have. So you just keep making
fun of them. That's not just even the Cubs. It's not even the Cubs just winning the World Series. That's just dealing with Cubs fans.
I mean, that's some with it for sure. But yeah, so part of it is I didn't watch the game live. Part of it is the game wasn't close. Like you said, you're like sitting there going, well, they're going to come back and it's going to be close. And it just wasn't. So it's kind of as disappointing as the 16-1 can be. But yeah, the big thing is like, I just kind of missed that idea that it could happen, but hasn't. So
fair enough.
That's why. All right, Quinn.
All right. My second unfortunate event.
You're going, okay. So Bo is going to be the only one to go to need worse.
Gordon Hayward not half court shot to beat Duke.
I had that written down.
Yeah, I had that for sure. Again, it's Duke.
That's Duke.
That would have been unreal.
You know, they did like a sports science on that, that like he missed for that to go in. It only need, it was like a centimeter off.
Oh, it was or something so like that. Close.
Yeah, that was wild.
So
and that's close. When that's like right when Butler was coming onto the scene, wasn't it? They weren't like,
well, those their first Butler championship.
That was like they were an 8 seed, right? 9 seed?
No, that was their better seeding. They were a 5. I think they were a 5 seed. And then oh, the man. And not to give any picks away, but the next year after okay, Hayward after
19% from the field and they lost.
What was that?
Was that I was gonna say going into the next one, was that the one where they shot 19% from the field and they lost and the it was the worst national championship game of all time.
It was against UConn. It was against UConn. Yeah,
that's what it was. It was
Kemba.
That wasn't Kemba, right?
It was Kemba.
It was Kemba. I wasn't sure if it was a Boatwright.
Shabazz.
UConn always gets those, or Shabazz Napier. They always get. UConn always has one point guard that just.
Yeah. No, it was
turns out the tournament.
It was 2011, so it was the Kemba year, and the Kemba run, which like I don't again not trying to get picks away. Like the Kemba run is awesome, but that championship game, I think it's widely considered the worst championship game of all time. But like, but that year, the second year Butler made the championship without Gordon Hayward, they were an 8 seed. But that first time against Duke, they were a 5. So still low, but not like not the 8 or anything.
But yeah, they had good. I mean, they had Gordon Hayward and they had the other, what was it, Sheldon?
There was a guy like from Minnesota, I want to say, who was pretty good. But like Matt Howard was the guy with the stash who was like the main guy the next year. But well, yeah, no,
Butler.
What? Hey, let me look it up. But no, I had that on my list for sure. Like just again, like it's against Duke, so you want Duke to lose.
Kelvin Mack, that's who
I was trying Mack. I think that's the guy that he's either from Minnesota or Wisconsin or like something nearby.
Says he's from Kentucky.
Oh, maybe I'm just way off.
That's all. I was gonna say there's a bunch of guys from Indiana. Well, that makes sense because
But Brad Stevens, you know, possibly people are like trying to will him into the IU position, but I mean, what a fantastic
coach. I would rather be an NBA coach. Yeah, where that's a different topic, but why would you want to even NBA coach is actually like half a year job. Like
yeah, like with recruiting and everything.
Yeah, college coach is a full year. Like I don't know why you'd prefer college over NBA. And then it's maybe less dramatic.
Yeah, maybe. But no, that's a good one. Gordon Hayward missing the half court. It was right there too. All right. Go back to back picks. And Quinn and I are done with worst. So
yeah. I got my two good ones here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to pick my other good one. I'll pick my bad one. I don't want to go all Wisconsin, obviously. But the only other – I mean, I'm going to go with this one, even though it's Wisconsin, another bad one. I don't want to give that one away. I feel like you're going to pick that one, Matt, anyways. But I don't want to do it because we talked about it already. So I'm going to go the Joseph 3 from Florida after Showalter hits the over to go to overtime.
He does the bell. He does the belt with Aaron
Rodgers on the sideline. And I just remember being so hyped. They go up and then he makes that bullshit 3 he would never make 99 other times.
Like a running start.
Was that the guy with the traps? Yeah. Was that the dude with the traps?
Was it? I don't remember.
Look at him. He has like traps that go up to his ears.
He was just
he's so small.
I was
dude, Showalter won it. He had it in the belt. It was a perfect signature win.
And it was just one of those things you're so elated. Like Showalter hits the 3, all that. Everybody's like, fuck yes. And then it just boom, dead silence. You're like, no. No, like
they blast that out. I forgot all about that.
Was that coming off of the win against Villanova? Like we'd beaten Villanova as a 1 seed.
Yeah. Yep. That was the worst part, is that was to go to the Final Four. And that was I had beating Villanova as one of the like the number ones, like or for update.
Yeah, I'm watching.
But, I forget about that game. I watched it downtown too.
I wonder if this will let me share it. Because it's like a video, so I'm not sure. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see it.
Fuck. Oh, man. Yeah.
Dude, look at this. He just, it is just garbage. It's garbage defense by Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How do you not foul?
It's one of those things. Yeah, I'm a proponent of like foul. Like with foul. We're only up two. So, never mind. It's just, and you just watch it happen. And halfway through, like when you realize that no one's playing defense, they're kind of just letting him run the court, you go, oh no.
You would rather foul in that situation. Like that should be the time you're like, if you want him to take a contested three, go ahead, but like foul, like before he gets to the shot off, just run into him. It doesn't matter. Level him, take his net out. It doesn't matter. Do anything other than that. That's the worst thing you could have done.
This actually was not on my list because I forgot about it. But this
is a good
one. I was very upset.
That was one of the. Was that no?
This was to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah,
but still, like Elite Eight is the Elite Eight. Like, oh, yeah. And I think they played. I'll have to look up who they played. But I just remembered another bad one. I'm done with bad ones. It's an honorable mention now. All right, you have another pick, Bo.
Oh, so I'll go a non Wisconsin one. Keep it interesting. I don't know what you want to say. I'm going to say the run of Dunk City, Florida Gulf Coast University.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know if you just want to take the round of 32 to go to Sweet 16. It's the first. That's the only other 15 seed to make it to the Sweet 16, by the way.
That was a good one. That was one of my favorites.
So I watched highlights of them this like last week just to like remember why it was so hype. They were named Dunk City for a reason. They just literally fuck. It's just white dudes dunking, and then the one black center guy,
the alley-oop
right? Back pass. It was nuts watching them, and they're just. It's the most. I remember the story. It all clicked with me thinking about it. They're coached by like this, like 30-year-old multimillionaire before he was a college basketball coach. That Andy Enfield, who's now the coach at USC. And he's like married to like an absolute like supermodel. And you're like, I've never even heard of Florida Gulf Coast University. Is this even a real?
I almost went to Florida Gulf Coast.
You find out it started in 2001 or something. Like the school's not even 20 years old. It's like, what is this school? And they're just like, they're just playing like a ball, like basketball.
It's above the first small ball. They played small ball before small ball got big.
And they're just hyper athletic though. It was nuts. They were the most outrageous team to watch. It was a team a school nobody's ever even heard of. What were they even? The Pelicans or something?
Yeah, like, what were they? It was something.
Fort Myers, man. That's Fort Myers.
It was ridiculous. That was the most fun I think I had watching a basketball team just because they were like we don't even know why we're here thing. We're just here to embarrass people.
Yeah, we're just throwing it up. Just throwing it up.
They would have breakaways where a guy was just like, you could just see in their eyes where they're like, forget the layup. We are throwing this thing for an alley-oop. It doesn't even matter if you miss.
Yeah, I'm watching some highlights from them now. They are like, those guys are so fucking athletic. Like no. The box.
Yeah, no, that was just fun. Who was the two seed they beat?
Georgetown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Georgetown. They can't do shit.
Then they beat San Diego State, who had Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
On.
Yeah. Well, Kawhi. God, he had a disappointment. They were a two seed one year, and they lost in like the first or second round with Kawhi. So yeah. So
didn't they lose in a Final Four with Kawhi?
I don't think he made it to a Final Four. Like, I think that was – they were two seed.
They dunk it over everyone. Everyone is just dunking.
Yeah, they're just wild.
And they had a tall, skinny white kid, Feeler. I wonder what he's doing with his life nowadays.
He's probably an accountant. He's
just living off of this team. He's an accountant or whatever, like, in the same town that Gulf Coast State is, and he's just living off of this run.
In Florida, in Fort Myers. I'll look him up when I'm down there.
There you go. No, that's a good one. Like that was just fun. Yeah, like, I was watching that team.
Chase Fuller, what are you doing with your life?
All right. Oh, so that was your back-to-back. Quinn, you're up, and you're done with worse, so only positive vibes.
Yep. All right, so one of my favorite runs of all time was the George Mason run.
Yeah, that was one of my first memories of watching or following the tournament. Not first, because I remember the Wisconsin run. That's yes, that's it. Yes, that's the go on.
I was saying that's the original Cinderella for like our age group. Like that was the first time a team like from a low seed like that was like. Dude, they made it to the Final Four though. Even
they
like,
did,
they,
yeah,
yeah. So they were like above and beyond even just a Cinderella run.
They beat Michigan State, North Carolina, and UConn. Back when UConn was good.
I say UConn's like the one. Like if we had to pick like the game to pick for that, like the UConn win is like the magical one.
Is that like was a Mecca Okafor still?
Did they beat him in overtime?
Yeah, like that was just an exciting game. No, I had
Rudy Gay. That's when Rudy Gay was on the team.
2006.
Yeah.
No, that's
Okafor was later.
That for sure is like the original Cinderella run for us.
Yeah, I mean that's the first one I remember.
It's just such an obscure like team. Like
who the hell is George Mason and where are they now?
Like Syracuse made the Final Four as a 10 seed a couple years ago, but it's fucking Syracuse. Who cares? Yeah, like George Mason is awesome.
It's like if UCLA wins this weekend, it's like congratulations fucking UCLA. Like no one gives a
fuck. Did you ever try to get your recruits?
Yeah, right. Do you just send UCLA cheerleaders to their houses and like, okay, yeah, I'll join. UCLA recruiting.
No, that's a good one.
The funniest part too about George Mason though, and I feel like the same thing happens with VCU with me now, is like if George Mason's in the tournament, I'm like, oh yeah,
they're gonna win.
They're 15 years, 16 years removed from it. But if I see George Mason playing, even as a 15 seed, I'm like they're definitely winning the 2 seed. Like that's George Mason, even though they're like not the same coach, probably not the same athletic director, probably like
completely different entire professors.
Yeah,
that's a nostalgic one.
Even like VCU, it's like Shaka Smart isn't even there anymore. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Still coming back. Larry Sanders is coming back for his 12th year.
Yeah, like whatever. No, that's a good one. I am going to pick, so I only have good ones left.
Oh, so little shout out to our Chase Feeler from Florida Gulf Coast, tall, lanky white guy, super athletic. He was a Greek all star in 2020.
Nice. Good for him.
All right. Yeah.
Probably the same league that Giannis played.
probably. Yeah. I'm going to go with Marquette making the Final Four. Dwayne.
With Dwayne?
Yeah. Like, I remember watching that, and it's not the Badgers, but
I do remember it.
But this is like, oh, it's Marquette. Like, if you're not rooting for the Badgers, let's root for another Wisconsin team. And Dwayne Wade was like he's from Chicago, and it was kind of like crazy. He was playing for Marquette anyways. Like, it was kind of like you knew how good he was going to be. And it was just fun to watch him just carry Marquette to a Final Four. Like,
he looked so good. Was Diener still on that team?
Dude, I just pulled him up because I remember some games with Diener watching him play.
He was still
Diener was on the team. Steve Novak.
So they were so good.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just going with that. Like if I couldn't get, you know, the George Mason run, I was hoping maybe it would slip, but
I don't think anybody's going to pick this, so I'm just going to bring it up right now. Like one of the other positive memories is like maybe we were 20, 21. Actually, I shouldn't. So when Wes Matthews was on the team, 2010 Marquette roster. I don't know. They had like, what's his face? Like Drell McNeil. Was that his name?
Is this what year? 2010?
Oh. No, this is wrong because that's got like Darius Johnson Odom and stuff. I'm trying to remember. They had a team that was just absolutely electric. Marquette did. Dominic James. Yeah, it was Dominic James.
Is this when Buzz was coaching?
Yes. It was like this time. Brel McNeil, Wes Matthews, Lazar Hayward, Jimmy Butler, Chris Otule. Like, that team was legit so fun to watch, and like, they blew it in the tournament.
Is this when they lost because they like went inbounding it, like their foot, the ref called that their foot was inbounds, like they're inbounding it, so you got to keep you know your whole body out of bounds, but when they inbound it, like they stepped inbounds.
That sounds right, because I think I remember being on like vacation on like spring break and watching it or something, and it was so absurd. I remember the way they lost. It was just like, let's see how they I don't know,
because I remember that. I don't know if it's like the year that you're talking about, but there was a year where like they made the Elite Eight or something, or I think so, and they lost because
Travis Diener is now a coach at the University of Marquette.
No,
is he still though? They just fired their main coach.
Just got let go. 2021.
Well, I mean, he got fired last week. Hold your house, he did.
I have no idea.
But no, all right. Back to back. So my last pick. It's a good positive vibes. I'm gonna go with this. Okay, I'm gonna go Quinn. I think maybe you'll appreciate this one. Let me bring up the year. Fuck, I had it. I think it was 2010, actually, the same year the Butler thing happened, but it was the Kansas State run with, what was the coach's name? Frank?
Yes. Frank Martin. Mason.
Martin?
Oh, Frank Martin. Frank Mason.
Quinn and I were roommates at that time, and we just fell in love with that Kansas State team. Frank Martin is
the most intimidating man to ever grace the basketball court.
No, because Beasley was one, like, he lost in the first round or second round, like, to Wisconsin, actually, I think we beat him. But no, this is, they made it to the Elite Eight, so it isn't like a deep run or anything. It's more just, it was fun to watch Frank Martin get pissed off at his players.
Yeah, I remember him.
It looked like he was
always like, man, he hasn't killed a player yet. They keep coming back each round.
Yeah, and it was just like, and they were, I think they were a two seed. Like, they were supposed to, like, obviously make it pretty deep, and they lost to Butler in the Elite Eight. But you know, they had an overtime win the round before, and it was just, they were just fun to watch. And it was just fun to watch Martin just get pissed off, like, at them. And we're just like, well, there's going to be a body. Like, they're going to find some bodies.
Yeah. We kept saying that.
Jacob Pullen, that's the player I was thinking of. He was like their best player that I remember, or one of the best players, Jacob Pullen, on that team. So Dominique Sutton, I remember that name too. But so yeah, it was between that and another one that we can talk about later if no one picks it, but I'm going with that one.
I got a bunch of honorable mentions.
Yeah, am I supposed to pick a good one now? I keep
forgetting. You have a yes, a good one.
Why is the tournament always so negative for me? Maybe because I'm a Wisconsin.
I have
so it's like, because we lose every year. Yeah, it's on you, Quinn. Good one.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Oh, man. I didn't think through this.
Jesus, Quinn.
I am sorry, okay? I don't watch this much basketball anymore, so.
No one's
go ahead, Bo, if you have one.
Well, it doesn't really, like, Bo has to pick a bad one, and Quinn, you have to pick a good one. So, like, you're probably not going to pick the same one.
I can pick a bad one. Quinn, you can take a second and think about it.
You're trading picks.
I'm not going to pick Wisconsin, but still going to be Wisconsin. I just remember the UWM run. They lost versus Illinois.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember that 2005?
Yeah.
Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They whooped down Boston College that everybody thought was super good, that had what did that Boston College team have? They had what's his face, Jared Dudley.
Oh shit, that's when he had like the locks, but
yeah, he had dreads. And they had like what UWM had, like Ed McCants or Joe Tucker and all those dudes, and they were so legit, like they were absolutely terrifying. I remember, I'll never forget actually, because whatever, we were 15, 16, I remember we were just starting to like remember like sports definitively, that like one of the early season games was UWM played Kansas, and it was like the third game of the season or whatever, and I was like, oh, UWM is gonna get stomped. And they showed the post game score, and it was like 65-63, and I was like, holy shit, like UWM put up with Kansas. And this is like, the Kansas was legit at the time, like they were a top five team. And then they turned out, they went whatever, they had five losses all season, UWM did, and then they just whooped on the first two teams they played. And then they played that ridiculous Illinois team with D Brown, Darren Williams, yeah, Luther yeah. Head, James Augustine, all those dudes, and they lost eventually to those guys. But like watching them to lose that, if they would have beat that Illinois team, because that Illinois team was like what Kentucky was when the Badgers beat them, even though Illinois lost to
Sean Mayer.
Yeah, well, they lost
in North Carolina. All in the regular season.
Because they lost Ohio State, like the last regular season game of the year. So like,
oh, okay.
Okay, I got my good memory.
Okay, is that Lennox making?
Yeah, that's what I was just trying to figure out.
All right, Quinn, go for it.
So the 2014, our first Final Four appearance, beating Arizona in overtime.
That was on my list. I had that on my list for sure. Like, just Bo's first Final Four in Division One. Like,
yeah, I followed those games pretty religiously.
I
watched the game, and then them taking down Arizona in OT was pretty legit.
And we were the 2 seed, right? And they were the 1 seed. Then the next year we flipped because we played them again in the Elite Eight, but we were the 1 and they were the 2, and we had to beat them again. I'm pretty sure. But no, that was – I had that on my list. I was just trying to not take too many Wisconsin moments, and I really only have one moment. But, yeah, I mean, Bo getting his first Final Four appearance in Division One, like, that was crazy. And I remember, like, it ended – we went to overtime, and it ended kind of in controversy, right? Like, there was an out-of-bounds ball, and they called it out on us, but they reviewed it and switched it, but some people thought maybe they shouldn't have. I don't know. I didn't really care, because I'm like, yeah, Badgers, I want them in the Final Four. Like, Nick Johnson, I think, was, like, the player, someone on Arizona's team.
I'm trying to remember the names.
Which team are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Arizona team that we beat in OT in 2014.
The 2014, like our first Final Four. Like we would lose to Kentucky in the next game. Yeah.
They had
Aaron Gordon was on that team. He was a freshman that year.
TJ McConnell?
Yep, TJ McConnell, Rondell, Hollis Jefferson.
Was Lauren Markkanen or was that after?
That was after. Caleb, that big motherfucker, that 7-footer. I never know how to say his last name.
They have Rondé Hollis Jefferson.
Yeah, I said Rondé.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
yeah, NBA players.
What?
Actually, I had that down though. I literally put Decker's 3. Against Arizona, that basically put the game away. It was like,
yeah,
we were up by 4, and Decker hit the 3 that just, it was like from 4 feet behind the line. It just sank it. And that like was the end.
Yeah.
It was legit.
Yeah. And in fair, like, again, it's, you know, can easily be on this list, and it rightfully is on the list. But then, like, the next game could easily have been a bad moment for any of us with freaking Harrison taking that shot like 5 feet behind the 3-point line, and it looked like it was missing on the right side. I think it was the right side. Just seeing it like hit the edge and go in, I hated that. And then they played UConn, the Shabazz UConn team. Yeah. And like, I just remember watching that game going like, we would beat this team. Like, we would have beaten this UConn team. Obviously, you don't know until you play in it. But I think that was our best chance at, like, obviously the Duke loss, but, like, I think we would have beat that UConn team pretty handily. Who knows?
Yeah, it would have been a better matchup for us than the Duke team.
Yeah.
I remember this Arizona team because they were huge.
Yeah.
They had, like, 2 7-footers, and we just did not have size against them. And for some reason, we just come to overtime.
Somehow we won. So
somehow we pulled it off.
Honorable mentions. So I had – we brought it up earlier. The one I was thinking about taking other than the my last pick with the Kansas State run was the Mario Chambers 3.
Yeah.
Because I hate Tid and still to this day hate Calipari. And I did not want to see him get a championship. And I thought it was kind of funny that they just couldn't make a free throw to seal the deal. So I just thought it was funny that, like, Chambers was able to tie it up and then they won it in overtime. So I had that. And then, like, Northern Iowa beating Kansas with what was the player's name? It was, like, in 2011.
I remember the game, but I can't remember any player on it. On Northern Iowa, what you're saying?
Yeah. He was like I'm going to bring it up here. But do you know who I'm talking about? He had that weird last name.
I cannot think of what you're talking about.
Anyway, but I mean, Northern Iowa beating Kansas, like, Kansas was supposed to be that unstoppable team that year. Why can't I find what honorable mentions did you guys have?
Mine were Koenig's shot against Xavier in 2016.
Xavier
way to win it. That was like the true buzzer beater shot to win.
Yes. No, that's a good one.
I did right.
Haruka Manesh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying that sounds familiar.
It was the 2010 tournament again. Apparently a lot happened in that tournament.
I just thought of one.
I thought of a bad one.
One of the worst ones was a 12-5 upset when we lost to Wisconsin, lost to Ole Miss, and they had what's his fucking face, the most like annoying fucking player in NCAA. Do you remember his name? What was that?
No, I remember us losing to Cornell as a 5 seed more than Ole Miss. I remember us beating Florida State as a 12 seed though. Like, that was the first game I watched, I think, with Haley. Like, we watched it at my mom's house, and I went crazy because we were the 12 seed and we beat them.
2013.
Marshall Henderson, 2013. Marshall Henderson was the most obnoxious guy in the NCAA. Like, he was literally a fucking punk, and we lost to him. Like, it was one of those situations where you're like, Ole Miss wasn't even good, but they had the biggest douchebag in the NBA or in college basketball. And you're like, well, if the dude's – he's like, they're hot or he's cold. And he got hot against Wisconsin, and they beat us.
Oh, yeah. He was like that punk-ass white kid.
Yeah. Chris Jenkins 3 was probably the best thing ever.
Yeah, that's true.
You just watch replays of that. He hits the 3, and for the balls of the confetti guy to press the button, because he doesn't know for sure that he got off that ball.
Because they were tied.
He presses that button, and boosh, it goes off. Yeah, it was the end of the game, and boom, he throws off the confetti like that they won. I mean, if that thing didn't go off,
or they got to clean all that confetti up.
The entire court to have the balls to do that was absolutely unreal.
That's a good one. Because was that Villanova's first win of the two that they had in that show?
Yeah, because I think DiVincenzo was the second one. 2016 was their first one in 2008 or no, yeah, something like that. In 2017 or 18 was DiVincenzo.
Yeah, the first one was awesome because it's Villano's first championship since, you know, the big upset in 85 or whatever. I went to, when I did the study abroad in Rome, all my roommates are Villanova. So, like, I was kind of rooting for them for their sake. But, two, like, they beat North Carolina. So, that's just kind of fun. You know, sorry, Jason Haberman, but, like, it's always fun also watching North Carolina lose.
They're right below Duke.
I used to be a big fan of North Carolina, so one of my favorite – we just talked about it. One of my favorite moments was when Sean May, Ty Watson,
I hated
Marvin that team. Williams upset Illinois.
I hated that team.
I love that team. That was my, like, I think that's when I stopped liking North Carolina, was right after that. But I was a huge fan. I thought Rashad McCants was going to be the best basketball player ever.
Everyone had such a fucking hard on for Sean May. That, like, he committed at least 5 fouls in that game that they just didn't call. Because it's like, it's fucking Sean May.
That team was so good. Their sixth man was the number 2 overall pick in the NFL or the NBA draft.
I was rooting for Illinois in that game. The Louisville comeback could have been a good moment if any of us are big Illinois fans.
Kevin Ware snapping his leg in
half. I had that. No, that was the next thing I was going to talk about. I watched that live, and I remember people were like, oh, no, oh, no. But, like, I watched it. I'm like, what's wrong? Because the camera angle initially, it's, like, head-on with him, and his leg breaks backwards. So when the camera is straight on, you don't see it. So I remember being like, what's the big deal? And then they show a side angle, and oh, my God, that was so fucked.
I'll never forget. I was actually at a Brewers game, and I had tickets given to us for like the Johnson and Johnson suites, like the one where you like go up into the left and it's like a full like suite for like 100 people. It's got like a full bar, full kitchen and everything. You can look over, and they had a massive projection screen and all these TVs. And I remember watching this. My dad and I were watching it because it was the Final Four. They're playing Michigan or whatever, right?
The championship was Michigan. Kevin Ware got hurt in like the Elite Eight though. Kevin Ware got hurt earlier, but maybe the championship was against Michigan.
So maybe then I remember the Michigan game, but that was that same team, and I just remember seeing Ware's leg break, and I was just like, oh my good God.
It's still like one of the worst, it's just like maybe the worst injury that I've seen like on TV.
I watched sports. The only one that I saw that was, I think, worse than that. That one was probably worse because they don't have like padding on. But I watched why do you have to show a picture of it?
I don't know if I want to zoom in on this too much. That side angle I was talking about
Marcus Lattimore that was like the prodigy running back for South Carolina like 10 years ago? I know Marshawn Lattimore is the cornerback now for the Saints, and I think it was Marcus Lattimore, who's a South Carolina running back, tore his ACL like twice in college. And the second time he was playing Tennessee, and it was Joe Theismann. Like, I remember I was playing volleyball with a bunch of guys, and we were at a bar, and we were like between games, we're staring at the TV, watching Tennessee play South Carolina, and Lattimore gets tackled, and his knee just goes fully inwards, and his ankle goes fully outwards. And it was just like, oh my dear God. And this was like, this guy was supposed to be one of like the most highly touted running backs ever, and that injury already devastated his career. And this was the second one. It was, you wanted to puke watching.
I know Willis McGahee, he had some bad ones in college too, at Miami. That was bad. I got a couple more honorable mentions. Quinn, do you have any? Do you have any you want to list off?
I'm tapped out.
Okay. Wichita State's first run as like an 8 seed into the Final Four was pretty good. I never
liked Wichita State.
That first one was fun, but then they lost as a 1 seed in like the second round, and it was like
they had that white kid that was really good.
Yeah, he was there for like 8 years.
He played in the NBA.
Baker. Baker, right?
Yeah. I'm Baker.
Yeah. That's
Fred VanVleet's from there.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That's
fuck him for the fucking the Raptors and Bucks. But yeah. But yeah,
I still like Fred VanVleet.
I know.
Dude, he's got the greatest draft story of all time.
Wasn't he undrafted? I thought he was
undrafted, but he had a party. He had a huge party.
Oh god.
He had drafted and he didn't get the call.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then like 3 years later, he's most improved player. Year after that, he's all, you know, wins the championship.
And my only other ones are in the bad category. You brought up the Kevin Ware destroying his leg. I had that one. I drafted the Golden Retrievers thing, but another one was, remember UNC Asheville? They were a 16 seed that was like gonna beat a one seed. I'm trying to think who, but they got screwed over on a call by the refs. Like the refs called the ball out of bounds on the wrong team, and they didn't have replay back then. So that was kind of a bummer, but you know, whatever. The tournament getting canceled, thought about taking that one. Just last year. Brutal. Getting last year, just the tournament not happening.
It would have been a little cheap, but whatever. I would have accepted.
Hanging fruit.
Yeah. And then the last one I had was, we kind of talked about it already, but the Kemba championship, the UConn against Butler championship. I think that's like the worst championship game of all time.
I remember, I always tell people to bet the under because of that game. I don't know if it holds true. I just, ever since that, I feel like that was one of the original games that they put in a football stadium and did a horrible job leaving the backdrop.
That could be, and it was at Houston.
I remember just the John Rothstein, I think, or maybe it was Mark Titus, just recited the facts about that game, that something like that UConn shot 9% from three and 36% from the field, and they still won by 12. Yeah. That's how bad the game was, or something like that.
Yeah, well, they did. Yeah, it was 53-41. Was the final.
Jesus.
Like puke.
That's an old Wisconsin score.
Yeah. Like, and here we go. I'm bringing up the stats right now. Yeah, UConn, you're at 9% from three. They were 1 of 11 from three in the game. UConn, and they fucking won. And yeah, they're 19 of 55, 34.5% overall field goals. Like, it was, and then, you know, they're playing Butler, like, who is what was it?
Butler shot what, like 19%?
Yeah, 18.8. They shot better from three. They shot 27.3% from three. That's nine of 33. You know, and they were an eight seed, and they like are like, that's the year that arguably they shouldn't have been there. Like, they had the big upsets against, I think Pitt was number one seed, who they beat. Like, they were not. Like, it was cool that they got there 2 years in a row, but they were not that good. But yeah, that game, I just remember being so disappointed in that game. It was 22-19 at halftime, and Butler was winning.
That's so bad. It's not as bad as
Wisconsin scored.
Yeah.
Wisconsin played Penn State that one year in like the Big Ten tournament and won 36-30.
Yeah. Oh my god. That fucking game. Yeah, no, I remember that. Yeah, that was bad.
Oh my god.
The worst game ever.
Yeah, no, it was bad. So yeah, Bo, you got Wisconsin over Kentucky, Florida again, Florida shot beating us. Florida Gulf Coast run. Milwaukee's run in 05. Quinn, you got Steph beating us, Gordon Hayward's missed shot, George Mason's run, us beating Arizona the first time to get to the Final Four. Then I got our loss against Duke, Golden Retrievers beating Virginia, Marquette's run with D Wade, and then Kansas State's run with crazy, crazy Frank Martin. So,
God, yeah.
This is my, I know, fucking, and then he made the Final Four with like South Carolina or something recently, yeah, which did. Is kind of cool. Here's my only other honorable mention in a bad one. Oh. So you mentioned the Xavier win.
Yeah.
This was our next game. It was, I think, the year after we lost to Florida.
I watched this game at Fat Poor in Chicago with Justin and Bunty.
Yeah. So this is 2 years in a row of heartbreak where elation of beating a one seed or two seed in Xavier and
Villanova, but then losing on bullshit in the next round to Florida and then Notre Dame. Because Brown hits the three. And then what happens here with Nigel, like, okay, we're up one. You remember what happens with Nigel here? Like, this is just the worst.
He totally botches this. He could have dunked it.
No. He just lets them steal it, and then they take the lead, and then we never get the lead back. There's 14 seconds left. Terrible. Just on this inbound, he just tries, like, going for the foul. Like, he tries getting through these guys to, like, get called for a foul, and the rest just don't call anything, and he loses the ball. I just hate – that was – I think this was the year after the Florida shot. So it's just two years in a row of just fucking heartbreak. In the Sweet 16, so that sucked.
I do remember that game though, because I remember going to Fat Poor, and there was being in Chicago, there was a bunch of Notre Dame fans and then a bunch of Wisconsin fans, and it was like Wisconsin shouldn't have been there really, and so people were so elated, and then just that fucking happened. I remember it was like a day game too. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I remember being like absolutely hammered by the end of it, just because I was so happy that they were even there because they had just beaten Villanova.
Was that the first Greg Gard year?
I think that was the second year.
I think the Villanova and then us losing to Florida was Greg Gard's first.
Okay.
And then this one, the Xavier Notre Dame one.
That was the last Nigel Hayes year.
Actually, no, Nigel Hayes is on this team, so this had to be the first year.
Nigel Hayes was the one that dominated Villanova. He's like the reason we won game. I remember he bodied everybody.
He was such a love-hate player. Like, sometimes you're like, God, this guy's fucking awesome. So Why are you not trying?
Was his freshman year – like, was he on that first Final Four team? I can't remember.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so then his sophomore year was when we made the championship against Duke.
I think so, yeah.
That was like the year he stepped up his game. Like, he was like, he showed improvement.
He was going to be the guy because Decker and Kaminsky were gone.
Yeah, so then, okay, he was 2 years. He was there 2 years after that then. So I think I was right with like the Villanova, then the Florida game. He just went downhill. Like, he just stopped getting better. He plateaued.
He peaked when Decker and Kaminsky. At least
he stayed the same though, as opposed to Nate Reavers, who I think is legitimately worse as a basketball player than he was.
Yeah. No, that's fair. He went to my high school, but
I fucking hate Nate Reavers. I'm so happy his career is done at Wisconsin.
No, I actually
don't hate him because he doesn't do anything wrong. Like,
I'm
disappointed in him.
Yeah. Yeah,
he also has a body like a cardboard box. And I'm like, how are you a college athlete and have a body
that? No, it's very true. Yeah, Villanova, Florida was 2017. And then Xavier, Notre Dame was 2018. But yeah, there you go. Both depression and, you know, happiness all at the same time with those.
This is bringing up a lot of bad memories that I buried. Thanks,
guys. The thing is, they're mostly bad because we haven't won a championship.
I'm going to say one memory that's a great memory, and then I'm heading off so we can end on a good note. Ben Brust half-court shot against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, I know.
But it was, like, the best shot ever.
That was a conference tournament, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the semifinals. It wasn't the finals, but I think
We were in our main street, like our second main street house when that happened. I think that was like graduation. I think like my family was over for graduation and that game was like on and we watched it.
He sank it too. It went straight through the hoop.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Positive vibes. All right.